Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and every week our colleagues from the Straits Times talk us through the biggest headline coming out of Singapore for the week. Now, COVID-19 vaccinations are a more sustainable way of protecting the population. However, the current slew of COVID-19 curbs, while fairly aggressive, are also necessary. That's according to experts, who also said that Singapore's inoculation program so far has helped us to avoid a second circuit breaker. To find out more, we're joined by Clara Chong, a journalist at The Straits Times. Clara, welcome to the show.
Hello, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you with us, Clara. Now, Clara, while community cases have been on the rise lately, Singapore has managed to so far avoid a second circuit breaker. And experts say that's because of our vaccination program. Can you share more?
So far, Singapore has had a moderately high vaccination rate of around over 30% of the population getting its first jabs, at least first jabs. So that means some of these people would have gotten both doses already, but we're still not very high as to what we hope to achieve, maybe around 70 to 80% getting their jabs. And it is this vaccination that has sort of helped us in the sense that those who get vaccinated and infected, they usually would display milder symptoms of the disease and they will not add to our hospital loads. And because of that, because our hospital loads are not too high, we are still able to cope with the virus. And so far, we have not needed to go into a second circuit breaker, even though the number of clusters have actually been increasing. But we are not sure if in the weeks ahead, if things go out of control because of the latest B1617 strain being quite transmissible, we might need additional measures.
And I understand that those experts also took a deeper look at current restrictions at a webinar organized by the NUS Yong Lu Lin School of Medicine. What else did they say, perhaps, when it comes to home-based learning?
Yeah, so, you know, the recent measures have come down pretty fast and furious in Singapore. So, for example, home-based learning, we are entering into it once again, and it's something which it's really not quite sustainable in the long run, especially for younger kids in primary and secondary school who may not have that much supervision at home and they may be distracted online, and it's very difficult for teachers to actually take charge of a class of, let's say, 30 students online over Zoom. And because of that, it will lead to a lot of inequity in learning, where some people who are more privileged, certain households who are more privileged and who are able to like afford, you know, there's sufficient space, there's sufficient like laptops or even tablets for them to do their home-based learning, they would do better in this environment, while other households who may not be as privileged would not be able to do so. And so this is something which really would impede on learning a lot. And even though it's the best compromise so far compared to just not having school at all, it is really not sustainable in the long run. And so this would be just a sort of like a measure for the ministry and as well as experts to take a look at what's going on in schools, because a number of cases have been popping up in schools, and because of tuition enrichment classes, students have been intermingling. So this is just a temporary way for them to look at the situation in schools.
And zero tolerance was also discussed, wasn't it?
So, you know, COVID-19 has been with us for over a year. We have gone from circuit breaker all the way to phase 3 and then now back into a heightened alert. And who knows what's next? So we have to slowly eventually, or at least the end goal, which a lot of experts have been trying to put across, is that when our vaccination rates are high enough, we have to slowly learn to live with this disease. And one way might be that if, let's say, you're vaccinated, you get infected, it comes off as just like a normal seasonal flu, and you just live with it. Maybe you put take some medication, stay at home, and we cannot be having like these kind of we can't be going into this kind of heightened alerts every other month or every other year. It will be really damaging to the economy, to the people's mental health, and this kind of thing.
So what have the experts said then when it comes to next steps? What were some of the conclusions of the panel?
I think a full circuit breaker would right now, okay, it would really depend on the next couple of days, because all our measures right now we'll sort of see the effectiveness of it in a couple of days, because there will always be a time lag between the time the measures are implemented and if they are being abided by the community and how that reflects in our case numbers. So far, honestly, the experts are also quite surprised that, you know, the strains have been quite transmissible and things have been spreading quite quickly. The clusters have grown quite quickly. And in the span of a couple of weeks, they have increased to double digits already. So we'll have to see. The next few days will be quite critical. And that's why everyone should really keep to the spirit of the measures and not take things too lightly. A full circuit breaker would help to nip it in the bud, but it would affect quite a lot of people. Yeah, so it's really a balance between lives and livelihoods, and which is why most of the population now should just try to stay home if they can and not mingle, go out, you know, do whatever you need to do, quickly come home, so that we won't have to go into another full-blown circuit breaker.
We're speaking with Clara Chong, journalist at The Straits Times. Good points there, Clara. And in other news out this week as well, Singapore tweaked its vaccination strategy to protect more residents faster. Can you elaborate on some of these changes that have been made? I know that 40 to 44 are now able to register for their vaccines. Can you share more?
Yeah, so the few main changes would be that, first of all, the vaccine doses have been lengthened to 6 to 8 weeks compared to 3 to 4 weeks previously. And that's one way to get more of the population vaccinated, at least having their first doses. And it has also shown that the vaccine efficacy has not been impacted because of this delay in doses. So this way, at least more of the population will get some sort of coverage. And yeah, just now, as Rachel said, those aged 40 to 44 can register for their jabs. So again, by age group, more people will be able to get it. And another quite important change is that children, teens from between 12 to 15 would be able to get the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. So this has been approved and would be quite important in protecting this younger population, especially with the more transmissible strains.
And speaking of the 12 to 15 age group able to get that Pfizer-BioNTech jab, can you share with us what do we know about the trials?
Yeah, so far, Pfizer has actually done a trial of around 2,200 children. So what they did during the trial was that they had half of it, around 1,100, who were not given the jab, so they were given a placebo. And the other half were vaccinated. So 1,100 vaccinated. And it showed that the vaccinated group, actually, none of them got the virus. So in this case, it would have shown that in this group, the vaccine was actually 100% effective. But of course, as you know, when we expand these kind of trials to bigger numbers, there would be a few cases, even though they have been vaccinated already. As for side effects, it also showed that those who got the vaccine, they had very similar side effects with those in the 16 to 25 age group. So it seems that it's quite well tolerable as well.
I see. Well, Clara, thank you so much for sharing all those insights with us today.
Yep. Thank you so much, Rachel, for having me.
Thank you, Clara. We've been speaking with Clara Chong, journalist at The Straits Times. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.